Well, once again, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio Amy Pettit.
Good morning.
You're looking spring-like.
Yeah.
You have a spring in your step.
It looks springy outside.
Everything is good because it's warming up. I don't know that we're seeing any temperatures below freezing, at least down here in the valley down. I don't know what it's been like up in the
It's still chilly. It's definitely still chilly, but it's not, I think we're there, right?
Okay.
I think we're there.
That's good. And we're about to have your guest.
Yeah. Very timely guest this morning. Good morning. Can you hear us, Mel?
Yeah, hey. I can hear you.
All right, perfect. Well, I'm so happy to welcome Melissa Sykes as my guest on Ag Matters this morning. And Mel, is it okay if I call you Mel while we're on the radio?
Okay.
We've known each other for a couple of years, so we're comfortable, and I know you go by Mel. So anyway, Mel wears a lot of different hats, and today we're going to talk to her about a couple of those hats she wears and the projects that she's working on. An exciting thing happens in Alaska the first Tuesday in May every year by proclamation of the governor, and I think it's even in statute by the legislature that the first Tuesday in May is known as Alaska Agriculture Day. Right, Mel?
That is correct.
Yeah. And so
actually, the governor released his statement on Monday declaring that very thing.
Oh, good. I kind of quickly looked for it this morning. I was going to link to it on my Facebook post about the show this morning. I couldn't find it, but I was using my phone. The mobile version of the state's website isn't as easy to search things as the online, the computer-friendly version. But I'm glad to know it's out there.
Yeah.
Yes. So Alaska Ag Day. And so, Mel, you have a role in Alaska Ag Day because you wear this title of Agriculture in the Classroom Coordinator. Is that correct?
That's correct. The state coordinator. National Ag in the Classroom covers, there's 36 states that have ongoing programs, some with programs that are sort of struggling a little bit, but almost all the states do have an agriculture in the classroom program at this time, which is great.
Okay, good. And in Alaska, we have you.
That's correct.
Yeah. And the program has been around for quite a while. I mean, as long as I've been involved in Alaska Ag, we've had Ag in the classroom at some level across the state. Do you have an idea of the history of Ag in the classroom?
Well, to be honest, I don't.
Okay.
Other than over the years, we at Soil and Water were working with Victoria Nagley, who ran the
right.
program for many, many years and generated wonderful lessons with all the teachers that she worked with and doing her workshops. And we are all benefiting from that work that she did over the years.
That's true. She was an incredible champion for this effort. And I was sure sorry when she decided she wasn't going to do it anymore. But and then she left the state, too. And it was like, oh, man, we really lost a gem.
We sure did.
Yeah.
But she's still involved in a small level. Occasionally, she does post on the Facebook page.
Oh, good.
And she keeps in touch with those folks that are doing it. And she comes to visit state fairly frequently.
So. Okay. So it's kind of obvious from the name Agriculture in the Classroom. But let's talk a little bit about what does that mean? What is the goal of Agriculture in the Classroom? What are they trying to do and at what grade levels, et cetera?
Well, Ag in the Classroom is meant for all students. K through 12, and they don't have to be in a regular classroom. They can be homeschooled. They can be doing work with magnet schools. All kinds of schools can work with this. But we also provide materials for 4-H leaders and FFA leaders.
Okay, good.
Integrate agriculture lessons into what they're doing with students. It's designed to help integrate agriculture into the curriculum as opposed to having a separate lesson plan set so that when you're teaching math, you can use agriculture as a context.
Sure.
And help kids to make those connections.
Right. Okay. Well, that makes pretty clear sense because unfortunately, agriculture, natural resource education, et cetera, is not on most curriculum lists at most schools. So to have this extra effort, this organization that you're a part of, providing curriculum to teachers and reaching out and sharing materials, et cetera, is a great thing because, in my humble opinion, the more that children and students are exposed to agriculture, the more they care about it. And then they turn into adults that care about agriculture, right?
Correct. And they know where their food comes from.
Right.
That's a big thing. I mean, they're used to it coming in a box or in the store, but to understand that there's a lot behind it and not just the farmers that grow it, but the people that bring it to them and the distributors, all of that, just all part of the food system as much as the farmers are as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So a big part of our economy.
Oh yeah. What do we know that food is a $2 billion industry in Alaska, right?
Correct. Yeah. Correct. And a good portion of our food is imported, and
right.
We really need to encourage kids to understand that we could change that. We could have more people growing food in their own backyard.
Yeah.
So I'll
jump in with my story from yesterday that I had the pleasure of going to a local kindergarten classroom over at Academy Charter School, and I did an activity with the kiddos around seed potatoes, and I talked to them about the difference between table stock potatoes and seed potatoes and why they should plant certified seed and these things. But it was so cute because I started out by talking to them about the Alaska Grown logo and whether mm-hmm. they know what that means. And, you know, they all raised their hand that they'd seen the logo before. And then I said, you know, what does it mean when you see the logo on a bag of potatoes? And just the answers that come from them, you know, it's just so fun. But then I said, you know, if you don't see the logo on a bag of potatoes, then those potatoes probably came from the lower 48. And they all just kind of looked at me with these blank stares. And I was like, oh, that's right, Amy, these are five-year-olds. They may not know what the lower 48 is yet. So then we had a, you know, a little chat about different states and where Alaska was. So it's funny when you start talking agriculture with kids, how many different subjects you can broach, right?
That is true.
Yeah.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a, so the reason I was in the classroom yesterday is because, again, Alaska Agriculture Day is next Tuesday, and that's a day when we really kind of focus our efforts and try to get into classrooms and try to promote local, et cetera. But this classroom, you know, I was scheduled to go into the classroom on Ag Day, but the teacher asked if I could come a week early, and so that then on Ag Day, they can incorporate some other activities from what they learned from me today. So.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So tell us about some of the activities that are happening. Oh, I've completely failed to mention this part, Mel. We just kind of jumped right in, but where are you located?
Oh, well, we are out of the Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District office.
Okay.
Fairbanks here. But we are available online, so there's lots of access to all the resources that we have.
Okay.
And we can send items out to folks, even depending on where they are, if they need it. We have lots of kits and books and resources, but we
awesome.
Can also direct people to knowing what items can help them so they could order themselves.
Sure. So tell us the website.
It's very simple. It's www.agclassroom.org/AK.
agclassroom.org/AK.
Yep.
Awesome.
And agclassroom.org will get you to the national Ag in the Classroom website where there's a wonderful teacher resource there. It's called The Matrix, and there are all the lessons from across the U.S. that teachers in the Ag in the Classroom program have developed. They've put up a matrix so you can go as an educator and search a topic and find a number of lessons that could fit with what you're trying to teach.
And I assume it's sorted by, you mentioned topic, but I assume it's sorted by age group as well.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful network. I go there often to get suggested lessons. For
awesome. But then if you make it to the Alaska portion of the page, I know that Vicki and others had spent a lot of time developing curriculum that was specific to Alaska agriculture so that they weren't all these, you know, questions about corn and wheat and products that don't grow in Alaska, right? They spent a lot of time focusing those curriculum on realistic Alaska topics.
And we hosted on our on our webpage for the Soil and Water District, but it is linked directly to the national website. But ours our page is a section of the Fairbanks District website.
Okay. So
you can search all of the resources for Ag in the Classroom, and we have that list of all of the lessons that both Victoria had generated with her teachers and some of the new ones that we've been able to do since I've taken over the program.
Okay, very good. So that was one of the other things I did after each of those kiddos yesterday got to plant a seed potato with me, and that's many thanks to the folks over at the Division of Agriculture. Johanna and her team were able to give me soil and seed potatoes and some pictures of what a diseased potato field looks like, et cetera. But anyway, after they got to go through that, then I read them the book, Who Grew My Soup?
That's
one of your main Ag in the Classroom resource books, right? I know that was a big one a couple of years ago.
Yeah, we have a number of those copies in my office.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful book.
It reminded me when you said that you have resources. I should shoot you an email after this because, as you may or may not know, my Farmland Trust office is housed within the ARRC office. And Katie Sunderland, the director over there, she and I were talking about, we were like, well, we should get into our kids' classrooms next week for Ag Day. I mean, obviously. And we were talking about what other resources we have. So maybe I'll shoot you an email and see what we could get for our kiddos' age classrooms.
Sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So talk to us about what is going on up in the Fairbanks region next week for Ag Day.
Well, the one big event we have next week is Joel Salatin is coming.
Yeah.
He is a well-known permaculture farmer who talks about really good techniques for gardening in your own yard.
Yeah.
He is going to be at Calypso Farm. He's doing a presentation, a workshop during the day, and then he has a presentation at 6 p.m. And we'll be there with the table to talk about the different things that are going on in Fairbanks.
Very good. How lucky that you get to have Joel Salatin on Alaska Ag Day.
I know. We are very lucky.
We talked about his visit a little bit on last week's show. So folks that were listening then, we talked about it a little bit about Juneau and Anchorage and Fairbanks and all of his, Cindy described him, how he describes himself, I guess, which is kind of funny. But we discussed that he's probably one of the most famous farmers in the United States. And it's exciting that he's making the effort to come to Alaska and talk to folks.
We are lucky that he's come up during this time frame.
Yeah.
Sure, and it highlights what things we can be doing.
As
far as all the rest of the state, I have put out a call to ask people, but I haven't heard much. But I'm definitely encourage people, if you have an opportunity, get into a classroom, go talk to kids. If you work with a 4-H group, talk to them about Alaska Ag. Definitely do something with them. If you are a teacher, take your kids to visit a local farm if you can.
Yeah.
Or at least just talk about it in your classroom. We have a couple of great lessons up on our Ag in the Classroom webpage just to talk about where things are grown in Alaska.
Okay.
A lot of people have no idea where people are raising yaks, for instance. So
sure.
We have a nice map, mapped out activity for kids to learn, looking at a map, and you're integrating geography and looking where things are typically grown in Alaska. And it's a surprisingly fun exercise. And we always follow it up with, when we do this activity with kids, reading Who Grew My Soup.
Oh, perfect. Good. Yeah, well, and that's the thing. When I worked at the Division of Ag, we always kind of struggled with, especially after Vicky left, and because Vicky was pretty incredible about organizing, like on Ag Day, there was, she had a list of schools that wanted, guests to come talk about agriculture for that day. And so we always, we always had somewhere to go. But then when Vicky left and there was a little bit of lull, we kind of struggled with, what do we do on Alaska Ag Day? There's not a lot of Alaska grown products in the grocery store yet, and not a lot of farmers are in their fields yet. And so how do we encourage Alaskans to get excited about agriculture when they can't really see it? But you mentioned some, really good ideas with classrooms. I mean, just talking about where your food comes from. And of course, I know you're a big advocate for this as well. my kind of message to people for that day is going to be, you know, spend your $5, spend $5 on Alaska Ag Day on Alaska grown products. And we're lucky that a lot of nurseries and greenhouses are open. So you could get some bedding plants on that day. You don't have to think just about food that you directly eat. You could get your seed starts that day or your plant starts. Of course, the milk and potatoes and things that are in the grocery store already. There's just so many opportunities to touch agriculture that day, touch food and think about where it comes from.
That is absolutely correct. I think if we all made a concerted effort to go out and spend that $5 on Tuesday, we would be making a big difference, not only in understanding where our food comes from, but helping our economy as well.
That's right. You know, this is one of the hardest times of year for producers. All the cash flow is going out, right? And so it'd be nice to have an extra little bump on the first Tuesday in May of ag purchases. So I want to remind folks that we are talking to Mel Sykes from the Alaska Agriculture in the Classroom organization, and she's based out of Fairbanks. So what else, Mel? So in addition to being the Ag in the Classroom coordinator, tell us about that other hat that you wear.
Well, my other hat is I am a member of the governing board for the Alaska Food Policy Council.
Right.
Which is a group that is working on ag-related issues, food system-related issues in Alaska. And as a result of being on that board, I also am part of our local foods group, which is looking at issues in interior Alaska surrounding food policy. And we've been trying to make some effort into encouraging people to do some more of their own local growing. We've been working on a series of gardening workshops this spring to get folks excited about growing their own food as a separate thing. And then we have been working on a special project called Golden Heart Grown,
right,
which is complementary to the Alaska Grown symbol, but it's helping people to identify food that's grown in interior Alaska.
Yeah, which is great.
We're working with our local producers and growers on starting to use this label for their products. So when people go to the farmers market or they go to the stores that are supporting our local growers in town, that they can see that they're growing something, they're buying something that is locally grown.
Right.
And I think it's important to support your local growers because there's so many benefits to that. Plus, it hasn't had to travel too far to get to you.
That's right.
Another big benefit.
So Golden Heart Grown.
Golden Heart Grown.
Yeah, I love it. I have seen, I think that I have seen that logo, but if I wanted to see it, do you guys have it at kind of out and about? Do you have a website or social media? Like, where can people?
We are working on that right now. We haven't got it up online yet because we're still waiting on all the official paperwork.
So okay.
But it will be rolled out this summer for sure. We're just in the process of getting all the bumper stickers and other things.
Oh, good.
That especially twist ties for the farmers so that they can close off the bags of their products that they're growing.
Yeah.
At the farmers markets and other places that we're getting our local growers.
I remember when you guys first started talking about this, or maybe it wasn't when you first started talking about it. But anyways, I remember when I was kind of asked about it. And, you know, I ran the Alaska Grown program for a number of years. And so someone said to me, oh, did you hear that, you know, up in Fairbanks, they're kind of going to start their own logo. Isn't that bad for the Alaska Grown program? And I said, oh my gosh, no. I said, you know, Alaska Grown's been around for 30 years. It's solid. Everybody knows, you know, recognizes that logo, appreciates that logo. I said, but goal, you know, all communities, whether it be Palmer or Fairbanks or Kodiak or whatever you want to talk about, I think that the local people in that region really do want to know and support the growers that are their neighbors, right? And
correct.
And you do have the benefit. It is a benefit that that you have Valley vegetables and products that get sent up to Fairbanks, right, for the major retails to carry the potatoes and other products. But I mean, that's great. But I think that consumers do want to know if it's closer than Palmer, right? They want to know if it's grown by the guy that lives just a mile down the road.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we never mention, we never intended it for to be a competition with Alaska Grown.
We meant for it to be a
helpful identifier for folks to seek out their own Alaska Grown.
Yeah.
In their own communities. We see it as it's working in conjunction with Alaska Grown.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, there's room for all of it. There's, you know, the more marketing, the better, in my opinion, as a former and current marketing person. You know, you really can't lose when people are supporting and promoting local food in any way, shape, or form. So that's a good thing. So then you'll be signing farmers up with that. And I know, you know, the Fairbanks community has done a lot of work on trying to have a better understanding of what the demand is for local food in Fairbanks from restaurants and hospitals and different institutions up there. And then you're trying to share that information with growers, like, hey, you can't all grow cucumbers at the same time and everybody expect to have a market, you know. So you guys are doing a lot of good work up there.
Well, we're making an effort, that's for sure. We're seeing what we can do to help.
Oh, yeah. And you know what, Mel? I think we might have someone calling in. They might be calling on the wrong number, so hold on just a second. We'll come back to that. What else did I want to talk to you about? So Golden Heart Grown.
We have our workshops coming up for Ag in the Classroom.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that.
So right now we have one scheduled.
Okay.
That's up here in Fairbanks, and it is a four-day workshop for educators, and it is through the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
Okay.
Through their summer sessions program, and it's a 595 level course for teachers to get continuing education credits.
Oh, good. Good. Oh, there we have it. I think we have a caller with a question, Mel.
Sure.
Good morning. This is Amy with Ag Matters.
Oh, good morning, Amy. Good morning, Mel. This is Arthur.
Good morning.
Hi. Oh, it's Director Keyes.
Oh, hi.
Hi. I heard about you're talking about the Golden Heart.
Golden Heart Grown.
Yes.
Golden Heart Grown. I think that's a great idea. I think helping people identify their immediate vicinity production, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, good. So, Director Keyes, next week is Alaska Ag Day. Where are you going to be on Alaska Ag Day?
So, currently my plan is to be on the Kenai Peninsula, and I'll be visiting with various farmers down there.
Okay, good.
That's my goal for Tuesday. And then Amy, I don't know if anybody's heard much about this, but I think we're going to have the first Bring Your Tractor to the Division of Ag Day on Monday in celebration of Alaska Grown Day.
Bring your tractor to the Division of Ag Day?
Yeah.
like take your kid to work day, but it's bring your tractor to work day?
Yeah, let's celebrate start the week off right. And if you've got a tractor and you want to bring it to the Division of Ag and park it out front, we'd love to have you.
Awesome. Because you have, you know, you're lucky at the Division of Ag, you have a number of staff that actually are farmers on the side or, you know, have a production agriculture situation, right?
Yeah, I talked to a couple of the staff members, and I think we were just kind of tongue-in-cheek, like, hey, what do you think about bringing your tractor to work? And a couple of them were, I think they got kind of excited about it. So I will probably drive a tractor, one of my tractors, into work on Monday, and I think that they may very well do that, and we could get a little display going out in the parking lot of, you know, in support of Alaskan Ag.
Well, you can be confident that pictures of that will appear all over social media. What do you think, Mel? Do you think there's somewhere up in Fairbanks where you could encourage folks to drive their tractors to work?
I would be doing it up here for sure. And
yeah.
It sounds like a great field trip for some classrooms to go visit and see some tractors.
Oh, there you go.
Farmers, I would encourage your teachers to get their kids out there if they can.
Oh, yeah.
It's a wonderful field trip for kids to see.
Well, very good, Arthur. That's a great idea, and we're excited to see that happen, and good for you for launching something new during Alaska Ag Week. That's awesome.
Yeah, it should be fun. It should be interesting.
All right, very good.
Wonderful. Well, and if there's any other exciting things like that people want to let me know about that I can share with the people that I have contact with through the Ag in the Classroom listserv, please let me know.
Absolutely.
Share that.
Okay, well, Awesome. Yeah, we'll start talking about it today. I got to talk to more staff about it. But yeah.
Okay. Very good. Well, thanks for calling, Director Keyes.
You bet, Amy. Bye-bye, Mel.
Bye-bye.
So, Mel, we are down to like the last couple minutes of the show, just so you know. This half hour goes by really fast. But another cool thing that I wanted to just mention for folks down here in the Valley that are listening that may not get up to Fairbanks very often, you guys have the benefit of the incredible co-op, the food co-op up there in Fairbanks, the grocery store that is sourcing so many local products. I just wondered if you wanted to talk about that real briefly.
So the Fairbanks Community Food Co-op up here is located just close to downtown Fairbanks, and they do make a huge effort in supporting as many local growers as possible. But it is seasonal, so you never know what's going to be in
there.
But they do.
That's the reality of agriculture in Alaska, right?
yeah. So it's always a wonderful store to go into. They have a great variety of both local foods and regional foods as well. They do a lot of buying from Northwest growers that I've noticed in there. So I highly encourage any community to start a local foods co-op. And
that was really community-driven, wasn't it?
It was, absolutely. Yeah. It was a big effort on our and a number of folks got behind it, and I even went and sang at the opening.
Very good.
It was a wonderful event. But I do like going to down there and picking up. Then we have a number of local meat producers who sell to the co-op regularly, so you can often get in there and buy some local pork and beef and chicken occasionally.
That's awesome.
So it's a wonderful bonus for us.
Yeah, what a resource. I just remembered that right when Arthur called in, you were talking to us about the agriculture education workshops that you're doing. So let's finish that thought. You said your first one is going to be up there in the northern region, and it's a 4-day workshop that teachers can get continuing education credits for.
Yep, it is June 6th through the 9th. And that is up online on the Ag in the Classroom webpage. The information for teachers to sign up, it includes the course numbers and who to call to help with registration.
Okay. And a reminder that website is agclassroom.org/AK, is that right?
That's correct.
Ag class. Yep. Okay, perfect.
Yep. And then I'm working on a couple of workshops, one down in potentially in Homer and one in Juneau.
Oh, cool.
Probably towards the end of the summer and then into the fall. We haven't set dates for those, so I can't say for sure when they will be, but
okay.
I am in contact with some folks down there to present one.
Okay, good. And so teachers can expect by attending that workshop, not only do they get those continuing education credits, which teachers are always looking for, but they're really going to get engrossed in local agriculture, right?
Correct. We do a lot of field trips to local ag businesses, which is the best part about it.
So
you learn about things that are happening in your community. And then with each of the visits, we follow it up with lessons that teachers can use in their classrooms.
Awesome. And usually incredible local grown food, right?
And it is always a wonderful opportunity to get a chance to connect with the farmers directly.
Absolutely.
They love sharing what they do, and teachers always have wonderful questions for these farmers. And it's a great context for them because they can bring the pictures they take either on
tours
or bringing the kids, and they can share that with their students. So it's a great opportunity for teachers to not only get credits, but have a great time doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll watch for more announcements about additional workshops, and we'll share that on our Farmland Trust page. But Mel, thank you so much for being our guest this morning on Ag Matters.
Thank you for having me. It was wonderful.
Yeah, and I will connect with you about getting Farmland Trust some more resources, and I look forward to seeing photos about what's going on next week for Alaska Ag Day.
Great, me too.
All right, thanks so much, Mel.
I'd love to see those pictures of the tractors.
Oh, I know, I'll share them.
Okay.
All right, have a great day. There we go.
Okay, Amy.
Yeah.
Looks like that was a fascinating, fascinating discussion.
Yeah, cool opportunity.
Do you have an idea about next week?
Yeah, I was reviewing the May calendar, and we have some really fun guests coming up for the next month. Misty Vanderweel from All Dahlia'd Up, the Dahlia Farm, Dahlia. Oh. Some people say Dahlia, some people say Dahlia. But Misty Vanderweel is going to be our guest next week, and we're going to talk flowers. Oh. And then also in May, we're going to talk about Alaska berry production. We're going to talk about the importance of certified disease-free seed. And there's obviously a couple more Wednesdays in May, but that's the ones I can remember for now.
Okay. Well, thank you, Amy Pettit, for coming in for another edition of Ag Matters. Look forward to next week.